welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Project Finance and Renewable Energy Alert. Lessons learned from OIG audit reports of Section 1603 Cash Grant Program. The Department of Treasury's Office of Inspector General, OIG, recently released its audit reports of selected recipients of cash grants under Section 1603 of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. The amounts challenged by the OIG were relatively small, which reflects well on the renewable energy industry. However, the OIG's audit report does offer the following lessons. Spare parts. The reports were generally supportive of grant eligibility for spare parts, provided that, at the time the grant application is filed, title and risk of loss to the spare parts have passed to the applicant. No clear standard for spare parts was articulated in the reports. Nonetheless, given the reference by the OIG to emergency spare parts, as defined in Revenue Ruling 81-185, and by the applicant to the rotable spare parts, as defined in Revenue Ruling 69-201. It would appear that, in order to qualify for the grant, spare parts need to be reasonably necessary to operate the project in a manner consistent with prudent industry practice. In its audit report of One Wind Project, the OIG determined that the spare parts were not eligible for the cash grant because the applicant did not have title and risk of loss at the time the grant application was filed. Tools. Similar to spare parts, tools appeared to be grant eligible under certain circumstances. No citations were provided in the reports, but presumably, in order to qualify, tools must be necessary to operate the project in a manner consistent with prudent industry practice. In its report on One Wind Project, although the OIG did not specifically discuss the grant eligibility of tools, it appeared to acquiesce to such eligibility. The OIG appeared to do so on the basis that the applicant had title and risk of loss to the tools at the time of the grant application and that the applicant bought those tools new for the project. Ineligible fees and expenses. As one would expect, the following fees or expenses associated with a building that is itself ineligible for the cash grant are not eligible costs. 1. Engineering costs for the installation of potable water and septic systems in a building, and 2. Permit fees for a building. Applicants should expect continued scrutiny of grant applications by multiple functions within the federal government and at different stages in the process.
2011 Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP, all rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.